pretty green day.
With Jeff Dale and the Blue Wave Band from the new CD, Lowell Fulton Live, and that was Reconsider Baby, and before that we heard You're Gonna Miss Me. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look back through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, and start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Let's see, today being the 14th of November, and we have a birthday for, Carrie Bell, born 1936 in Macon, Mississippi. Buck Wheat Zydeco, his real name Stanley Durrell, born 1947 down in Lafayette, Louisiana. The guitar great Anson Funderburg, born 1954 in Plano, Texas. Ellis Marsalis, born 1934 in Girtown, Louisiana. Rocky Charles, who was up here for the Jazz Fest and actually even stopped in my radio show at that time, born 1942 in Boothville, Louisiana. And Mighty Joe Young, born 1948 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And today marks the passing of little son Joe, who often played guitar with Memphis Minnie. He passed in 1961. He was 61 years old. On the 15th, now, birthdays for Kevin Eubanks. Remember him? He played guitar on the Letterman Show in that band, born 1957 in Philadelphia. Little Willie John, born 1937 in Cullendale, Arkansas. He made the Billboard Top 100 a total of 14 times. His biggest hit, of course, was Fever back in 1956, and we're going to hear that soon. Even more famously covered by Peggy Lee a couple of years later in 1958. In 1966, he was convicted of manslaughter and sent to Washington State Prison for a fatal knifing incident following a show in Seattle. He appealed his conviction, was released while the case was being reconsidered, during which time he recorded what was supposed to be his comeback album, but due to some contractual wrangles and the future failure of his appeal, it didn't get released until 2008, and it was called 1966. He died in 1968 at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla, Washington, and was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Also, a birthday for Clayton Love, born 1927 in Matson, Mississippi. Clyde McFadder of the Drifters, born 1932 in Durham, North Carolina. Pete Welding, the producer from Testament Records, born 1935 down in Philadelphia. And the 15th marks the passing of a couple of greats. There was Roy Clark, who passed in 2018 at the age of 85, and Mr. Bob Walsh, unfortunately, passed in 2016. I didn't note his age. I'm not sure. Let's see. On the 16th of November now, we have birthdays for W.C. Clark, born 1939 in Austin, Texas. You probably know him from the tune Cold Shot. He wrote that. Francis Clay, drummer, worked with Muddy Waters, among others, born 1923 in Rock Island, Illinois. W.C. Handy Sr., born 1873 in Florence, Alabama. Drummer Chris Layton, born 1955 in Corpus Christi. You know him, of course, from Double Trouble and also playing on Sue Foley's latest release. Pinky's Blues is the title of that. Brewer Phillips played guitar with Hound Dog Taylor, born 1924 down in Mississippi. And Hubert Sumlin, of course, played with Howlin' Wolf for many years, born 1931 in Greenwood, Mississippi. We had several people who passed on the 16th as well. We had Saul Hoopy, the great Hawaiian guitarist, passed in 1953. He was 51 years old. Pianist Gladys Johnson passed in 1974. She was 49 years old. Mike Ledbetter, the founder of Blues Unlimited magazine, passed in 1974. He was only 32. And vocalist O.V. Wright passed in 1980 at the age of 41. Moving to the 17th, we have a birthday for Jimmy DeBerry, and he played often with Walter Horton, Sun recording artist, born 1911 in Gumwood, Arkansas. And Jack Owens, who you may call him in the movie Deep Blues, born 1904 in Bentonia, Mississippi. Let's see, a couple of people who passed on the 17th. Jules Behari, the co-founder of the Modern and RPM labels, born passed in 1984. He was 71. Singer Ruth Brown passed in 2006. She was 78 years old. And another producer from Testament Records, Pete Welding, passed in 1995 at the age of 60. Moving to the 18th, birthday for Hank Ballard from the Midnighters, born 1936 down in Detroit. Johnny Mercer, co-founder of Capitol Records and a great singer, born 1909 in Savannah, Georgia. And the 18th marks the passing of Cab Calloway back in 1994. He was 86 years old. Little Junior Parker passed in 1971. He was 39. He died in Blue Island, Illinois during surgery for a brain tumor. Doug Somm from the Sir Douglas Quintet passed in 1999. He was 58 years old. And pianist Lenny Tristano passed in 1978 at the age of 59. On the 19th, we have a birthday for Chris Kane. He's got a new album out. There's a killer, too. We're going to be playing a tune from him in just a little bit. Born 1955 down in San Jose, California. Pianist Billy Strayhorn, born 1915 down in Dayton, Ohio. And the 19th marks the passing of little Johnny Jones. Played piano behind Elmore James and Tampa Red, among many others. He passed in 1964. He was 40 years old. And it used to be said, Elmore and Johnny used to have a fight every night. With each other, that is. Wee Willie Walker also passed just a couple of years back, 2019, at the age of 77. And on the 20th, let's see, birthday for Dwayne Allman, born 1946 in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Walsh, born 1947 in Wichita, Kansas. And a couple of people who passed on the 20th, Robert Palmer, the author of Deep Blues, passed in 1997. He was 52 years old. And drummer Earl Phillips, who also worked with Howlin' Wolf, passed in 1990 at the age of 70. Other events from the week, let's see. We have on the 14th of November 1960, Ray Charles' song, Georgia on My Mind, reached number one on the pop singles charts. And on that same day, federal marshals were sent to New Orleans to escort four black children into a previously all-white elementary school, while local officials sought a court order to either close the school or bar the black students from being able to attend. 15th of November 1968, Memphis soul singer Johnny Taylor, who replaced Sam Cooke in the Soul Stirrers, before starting his own solo career, earned his first gold record with the tune Who's Making Love. 16th of November 1926, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five recorded Big Butter and Egg Man. That was done for the OK label. 17th of November 1941, Billy Eckstein and the Earl Hines Orchestra recorded You Don't Know What Love Is, and that was for the Bluebird label. In 1956, on the 18th of November, Fats Domino appeared on Ed Sullivan's show. He did his big hit Blueberry Hill. It was the 19th of November, 1979. Chuck Berry was released from Lompoc Prison in California after serving time for income tax evasion. Let's see. And the 20th of November, 1926, which is where we're going to start the music. We go back to 1926 for Sippy Wallace and I'm a Mighty Tight Woman. So let's go back to 1926 and here is Sippy Wallace and I'm a Mighty Tight Woman.
Night. treat me right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
gonna do it again.
Like to have a good time. Wild of all young men like to have a good time. Wild of all boyfriends like to lose their mind. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one. To go home to when I've had my fun. Wild men hoop and holler and they yell, ooh. Yeah, ooh-wee. They
spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
This is Reverend Peyton from Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and y'all are listening to Montreal's longest running blues radio show, Cha 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 in Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3. and CKUT.ca.
I don't have to beg you to hold me. Cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it. Cause somebody else will. Look out, the good things about to end. I'm talking about the real good things. Show about to end. All those nights I watched the four walls. I didn't have to watch them all alone. Whenever someone said they wanted me, I didn't have to tell them I was your very own. You have all the love I got, baby. And even ice melts the water when it get hot. Said you better look out. Look out, the good things about to end. Yeah. I'm talking about your real good thing. Show about to end. Getting myself back together. You're gonna be a big problem, I know. But when the right girl says she wants me, you can bet I won't say no. Yeah. about to end.
we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... from others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, now this is Coco Robichaud, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
back in 1955. And my mother and father taught me what I needed in this world to survive. Taught me about grace and kindness in a house full of music, hope, and joy. Well, my father showed me the first thing on his guitar when I was a little 8-year-old boy. We saw B.B. King and Ray Charles every time they came to play. Play with so much love and feeling, I can still hear it today. My father let me play his guitar anytime or any place. He told me to never play it if I don't feel it, and always remember to put it back in the case.
Chris Kane and Born to Play from his new CD, Raising Kane. We heard from Bob Walsh at the Jazz Fest in 2004, and that was Mes Blues Pals Plus d'un Part. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets doing his best Albert Collins with Chill Out. We heard from the Willie Wee, Willie Walker, and the Anthony Paul Soul Orchestra, and Your Good Thing Is About to End, taken from his 2017 disc. We went back to 1953 for Ruth Brown for Wild, Wild Young Men. 1951 for Clayton Love and his Shufflers from the CD Strange Kind of Feeling. That was Shuffling with Love. Let's see, that's from 1951. Then we went to 1953 for Little Junior's Blue Flames and the classic Mystery Train. Also in 1953 came Jimmy DeBerry and Walter Horton with another classic tune, Easy, recorded on the Sun label. To 1958 for the Drifters and Ruby Baby. Little Willie John's classic 56 recording of Fever. And we started off all the way back 95 years ago, 1926, with Sippy Wallace and I'm a Mighty Tight Woman. Well, if you're thinking of getting out to see some live music, well, here are some of your options for the week coming up. Let's see, coming up on Tuesday is the Merdi Showcase over at the Café Velour at 373 Villeray East. This is an early event thing. It's 5 to 7. And they'll have at 5 o'clock François Pelletier. At 5:40 is Alex Janella. And at 6:20 is Patrick Dunphy. So that's at Café Velour, 373 Villeray East. And that's up in the Mile X neighborhood now. Or, yeah, I think that's what it is now, isn't it? Also on Tuesday at La Petite Marche at 5035 Saint-Denis is their regular jam, their Cajun Zydeco jam, so you can check them out too. And also the Mardi Swing have returned, and they are now, instead of being at the Medley, they're now at Chez Ernest. This time they're going to be having a live band with it as well. They have the Royal Pickles are going to be in. This is the new Chez Ernest Comptoir de Curiosité, which is, did I locate this? Did I put this up here? Yeah, 6596 Saint-Hubert. And the band is on from 9:15 till 10, 9:15, 10:20, and 11:30. And they have like a free swing dance class at 8 o'clock with Marie-Ève Landry and Guy, whoever that is. And it's going to cost you $12 to get into that. Need your proof of ID. Well, you're going to need your vaccination card to get in pretty much any place. So just remember that. Coming up on Wednesday, the Vintage Wine going to be doing a rock and roll dance party at the Wheel Club. And it's going to cost you $10 for that. That's at 3373 Cavendish Boulevard, just down below Sherbrooke. Also on Wednesday, there is a blues dance course beginning, Blues en Couple. And that's every Wednesday from 8:30 till 10 o'clock. And it runs for 6 weeks from the 17th of November through the 22nd of December. And it'll cost you $145 to enroll in that one. Coming up on Thursday, Josh Rager Organ Quartet is going to be playing at the Resonance Cafe, 5175 A Avenue du Parc. And some of you old-timers will probably remember that. I'm pretty sure that was the site of the old Magic City pool room. just now near Laurier and down in the basement there. Also on Thursday, Bob Harrison doing a soirée blues for a super spectacle at the Café Morin in Saint-Adèle. And that's the big show here coming up in Quebec is Don Tyler Watson with Paul Delaurier and Annika Chambers. A program double at the Palais Montcalm and in the Salle Rouge-Aubin in Quebec City, and that's $50 if you want to get to the show, $20 if you just want to see the web version of it, if you want to see just the simulcast. Coming up on Friday, Derek Falls doing a show. He's at that M2, which is, silly. They picked up a lot of the people who were playing at the House of Jazz, and they are at 3800 Notre Dame West, so you can check that out as well. Also on Friday, Gabriel Lambert and André Vial at the Residence Café at 5175 A Avenue du Parc, bringing you some, they say it's some rarely heard bebop gems, standards, and originals. Coming up on Friday, a new bluegrass band, Crooked Creek, playing at the Barfly, 4062 A Saint Laurent. And also on Friday, Mariposa presents Mike Luzon playing solo. They are at 5434 Côte Saint-Luc Road. And on, also on Friday, Close to Home performs live at Montreal's Wheel Club as well. I already told you, 3373 Cavendish. And also Friday, Brian Gallagher playing solo at the Studio 77 at 271 Lakeshore in Pointe-Claire. And the father and son at La Maison Eulalie du Rocher. They are at 1082 Rue de Rivage in Saint-Antoine-sur-Richelieu. Let's see, also Friday is a tribute to the Buena Vista Social Club. With the Cuban Martinez Show, and this is also a super spectacle at the Café Morin in Saint-Adèle. Another show here for Annika Chambers and Paul Delaurier coming up on Friday, the 19th, at the Port Theatre in Cornwall, Ontario. And early bird tickets are $25, advanced tickets $35, at the door it'll cost you $40. The early bird ends 14 days prior to the show, November 19th. I think we're too late. Or is it? Yeah, I think we're going to be too late. We're too late. Let's see, coming up on Saturday, Pat Loisel is back now since the L'Aquarium Cafe Bar has been again having shows again just last week. So now they are back at this, and they're only having it on Saturdays. But hey, they got to start somewhere, so get out and support them there. They're at 2923 Masson, which is at about 6th Avenue. Also Saturday, Bella Godmer at the Bistro Le Saint-Cat, 4264 St. Catherine East. And on the Sunday, next Sunday, I have Matt Gibb playing solo at the McGibbon's Irish Pub, which is 1426 Bishop. And look at that, the Bootlegger L'Authentique is having shows again as well. And on Sunday, is Mathieu Souci trio playing at the Bootlegger L'Authentique at 3481 Boulevard Saint Laurent. Let's see, the bar scene, we have Bistro Jojo, of course, over at 1627 Saint Denis. And at this hour now, the Nesso Jojo is going on with Carlos Vega. Monday, Jeannerie is in. Tuesday, Marc Fecteau. Wednesday, Mick Martel. Thursday is Freddie Freedom. That's the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday is Mick Martel, followed by One Love Project. Saturday, Jean Héry is back, followed by One Love Project. And that brings us full circle next Sunday with André Dupré and Jean Millard doing the 5 à 9, followed by Le Maître Jojo with Carlos Vega. Upstairs bar this week, let's see, on Friday, you have Don Tyler Watson Quartet is going to be in. And then after that, next week, they get back to a blues show with Ben Racine. Dawn Tyler might throw in some blues for you. I think her quartet is mostly jazzy, but, you know, she's pretty versatile. She can cut it all, so no problem there. Brutopia is open mic night tonight. Monday is trivia night. And then Thursday, Jordan Lazar is in. Friday, Steve Creep and Scott Mitchell. And Saturday, Red Fox. So that brings us again to open mic next Sunday. Barfly, it is Sunday night, so it is their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi at 1 St. Paul West, right at the corner of Saint Laurent. You get some blues in there also with Dwayne Dixon on Tuesday, Wednesday, and he also fills in on Sundays. And Graham Chambers does either Friday or Saturday with some more blues for you in there. The rest of the time they have jazz in there. Let's see, coming up at Mariposa Le Café, I already mentioned, Friday they have Mike Luzon doing solo, and then on Saturday, Linda Benoit doing a solo show as well. Diazones, Sunday night, they have Kim Richardson in tonight, her Kim Richardson trio. She's on vocals, John Sadoway on piano, Carl Suplana on the bass. Let's see, also coming up on Saturday at the Diazones, Greg Amaro Quartet is doing a CD launch and a show with himself on guitar, of course. Piano was Adrian Zedati, contrabass Jim Doxus, and Jim Doxus on the drums, and Adrian Zedati on the bass. L'Aquarium, like I said, they have their schedules up now. They got a few shows listed. We have Pat coming up on Saturday, Pat Loisel. The following Saturday, Ben Racine is in on the 27th, 4th of December. Richard Lavalliere is going to be in as well. There's some open mic nights as well. Let's see, we've got on Tuesdays, starting at 8 o'clock, open mic night hosted by Aidan Keeley at the Old Orchard Pub and Grill at 20 Prince Arthur West. Wednesdays, Duffy's Bar has theirs in, and they have their jam. And this week is Jam Night with Sewell. It's off at 8 o'clock at Duffy's at 1060 Heron Road in Dorval. Thursdays is an open mic night at the Caravan Cafe at 4584 Avenue Papineau, just above Mont Royal. And that's open mic from 8 to 10:30. Open jam 10:30 to 1 o'clock. And they provide a back line and all that. Mariposa Le Café, Thursday open mic as well, 5434 Côte Saint-Luc Road. I suggest go to their Facebook page. They got a whole bunch of rules there. Everybody's got rules now for this because, you know, nobody wants to spread COVID around. So if you have your own microphone or anything, they encourage you to bring that kind of thing. Fridays, of course, the Blues Jam over the Brasserie Lunique at 805 Boulevard de Carry. And this week it's going to be hosted by Cat Elliott Blues Band. So you can look forward to that. You want to get up and jam with Sean Cat Elliott, it's you. Just show up and you'll get a place on that list. Weekly shows, of course, every Sunday. Peter Mike is doing a show from his place. You can check it out on his Facebook page. Also, the Wheel Club broadcasts their Hillbilly Night every Monday night. And every Tuesday, you have Patrick Hutchinson doing his show as well. Usually, it's Tuesdays these days. And that's also on his Facebook page. And that's it for our list of people for this week. So I'm going to leave you here with a little something from Pat Loisel. You can check him out this coming Saturday. He's going to be at L'Aquarium Cafe Bar over on Masson. So here's Pat from his CD, Sunny Boy Gumbo's Blues. And here he is with the John Bream classic, Tough Times. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Me and my baby was talking. What she said is true. Seems like times are getting tough, like they were in 92. You don't have no job, bills are past due. So now tell me, baby, oh, what you gonna do? Tough times. Tough times I hear once more. Well, if you don't have money, people, you can't live happy no more. I had a good job, working many hours a week. They had a big layoff, they got for me. I'm broken, disgusted, in misery. Can't find a part-time job, nothing in my house to leave. Tough times, tough times are here once more. Well, if you don't have money, people, you can't live happy no more. Oh, tell me about it, son. I went down to the grocery store, get me a little more frozen time. The man said, wait a minute, see how do we stand? I'm sorry to tell you, well, you're too far behind. Tough times, tough times I hear once more.
One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden.